This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Mexico's Secretary for Foreign Affairs, José Antonio Meade, visited the Holy See's Secretary of State, Archbishop Pietro Parolin, on Thursday. Following his round of meetings, Secretary Meade came to Vatican Radio, where he spoke with me about his morning sessions.
They went well. The Secretary of State knows Mexico well. He was part of the delegation of Rome in Mexico in the early 90s. He was one of those that participated in the constitutional amendment that allowed Mexico to have diplomatic relations with the Vatican. So after 22 years, it was an opportunity to look at the relationship that we have built, to identify those topics where Mexico and the Vatican State can contribute together in the international arena. It was an opportunity also to reiterate the invitation that President Peña Nieto made to His Holiness to visit Mexico at his convenience. So it allowed us to talk about issues that were relevant for us, that are relevant for the Vatican, and it allowed us again to express our interest for the Pope to visit Mexico.
And apart from that, were there any specific highlights that emerged from your conversations this morning?
There are many issues where the Vatican and Mexico have common interest. One of them, of course, is migration. For Mexico, that is a very relevant part of its agenda. Mexico is a country that generates migration. It is a country where migrants transit on their way to other countries. And it is a country that is increasingly becoming a destination in and of itself. That means that from an international perspective, Mexico is a relevant player in the debate about migration. And that being a topic that is of wide interest to the Vatican, that meant an opportunity to reflect on the issue with Secretary of State Parolin.
The Holy Father himself yesterday, delivered a message, or I guess he delivered it on Wednesday at the audience, looking forward to the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, her shrine, a destination for pilgrims, itinerants of all kinds. But he focused on the question of human trafficking, and this is something that Mexico wrestles with on many different levels. You were starting to get into this and to anticipate it. But I guess I wanted to actually focus on the Holy Father's remarks and get maybe a little bit of a more focused response about the issues that he talked about in his message.
Well, first, it's true. The visit comes a day after the same day of the Virgin of Guadalupe, one of the most visited sanctuaries in the world, actually probably the second most visited sanctuary in the world after the Vatican. So that gave a good framework for the visit. Also, for the seventh time, the Vatican hosted a Nacimiento, a representation of Christ's birth within the Vatican walls. This time the state of Veracruz was highlighted in the proceedings. And it coincided with a message from the Pope focusing on human trafficking. That is also an issue where Mexico and the Holy See can be good partners in helping to avoid, to confront, to control something that we believe is a very serious offense, that it is a very serious violation of human rights and of Mexican law. Mexico has wrestled with these issues, but it is fully committed to bring the whole force of the law, the capabilities of the states to make the issue, to confront the issue head on and to make headways into modifying the patterns of behavior and the conditions that allow trafficking to happen.
The Holy Father, in fact, spoke about the need for greater concert on the international level and for greater attention on the part of individual countries to combat specifically the problem of trafficking. But before and behind any, behind and beyond any specific policy program to address the question, the Holy Father talked about the need to recover a sense of the dignity of human life. And so I'm wondering how you received that part of his message.
Well, going back to the trafficking, Mexico has very recently strengthened its legal framework so as to be more assertive in dealing with human trafficking. We modified our laws so as to make the consequences of human trafficking more stringent and to provide for the state more elements in its combat. So what the issue that the Pope was focusing on is an issue that internally Mexico has focused on a lot as well, and we believe, as he does, that it is an issue that would benefit for more international awareness and better international cooperation.
On the point of international cooperation, and then I'll let you go, but I'm wondering about how you are reaching out to and working with your international partners, both to the north and to the south.
In terms of many of these phenomena, the dialogue that we have on both sides of the border is very intense. Mexico has, as you know, a very dynamic relationship with the U.S. We trade with the U.S. more than $1 million of goods every minute, and there are more than 1 million crossings, legal crossings in our border every day. That makes it the most transited and one of the most economically relevant borders in the world. That forces us to talk about productivity, logistics, and how to make the border a source of growth, development, and prosperity. In the south, Mexico now trades with Central America about the same as it trades with Spain or with the Pacific Alliance that we have with Colombia, Peru, and Chile. So it has also become a source of prosperity, and Mexico recognizes, as do the Central American countries, that the work that we do in terms of achieving prosperity, inclusiveness, and peace will come as a result of us working hand in hand and developing common agendas, which is something that we are doing every day.